Now, The Dirt with Ayla Brown.
Hi, everyone. Happy Thursday. I'm putting myself in the position of this actress, Olivia Wilde. This must have been so embarrassing for her. This is what happened. She was on stage discussing her upcoming film called Don't Worry, Darling at CinemaCon in Las Vegas this week. All of a sudden, she's doing her presentation and a woman comes up to her with a manila envelope. Olivia holds it in her hands and she kind of gets excited and she says out loud, like in a microphone, she goes, "Ooh, it feels like a script, very mysterious." So Olivia opened up the envelope only to find out that it was divorce papers from her ex, actor Jason Sudeikis. All of a sudden, her tone changed, and she said, "Oh, okay, got it, thank you," and then went on with the presentation. Imagine being her and thinking it's a script from this new movie because you're at this event. And by the way, if you think that Jason Sudeikis is an absolute jerk for doing this, a source says that Jason himself had no idea that the papers were going to be served in that way. And it's actually up to the service company, like the process service company, how they would like deliver her the papers. So they're saying like Jason would never have condoned this inappropriate manner, but that's how she was served her papers. I don't know if there's anything more embarrassing than that. What about,
especially since she was talking about the movie where she met Harry Styles, exactly, star of that movie.
And you have to.
So she's talking about her new boyfriend.
She is, and probably saying really good things. And then all of a sudden she gets this envelope, thinks, oh my gosh, it's probably a new script. It's not. But like, I don't know, the guts of that service company to do it at that time. They could have waited till she got off of stage, but they did it to make a point. And I don't know if all divorce service companies are like that, but it just seems pretty mean to me. I don't know. In positive news, Garth Brooks tickets coming up for you to win at 8:25. Definitely stick around for that. I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets in the dirt for his Gillette Stadium show on May 20th. And then we found out who the Celtics are going to be playing in the semifinals. They're going to be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday at the Garden, 1 p.m. They're going to play them again on Tuesday at the Garden. Time to be announced, of course, for that. Bruins take on the Sabres tonight at 7 p.m. at the Garden. And Red Sox play at 3:07 today in Toronto against the Blue Jays. And speaking of baseball, here's something that'll make you feel good, brought to us by Dana-Farber Brigham Cancer Center, New England's leading cancer center. Let's take the first step together at youhaveus.org. So I'm sure some of you watched the Red Sox last night. They won 7-1 against the Blue Jays. But if you happen to catch the San Diego Padres versus the Cincinnati Reds game, you would have seen an unbelievably epic moment. During the fifth inning, Luis Campusano hit a foul ball up the third baseline, and the camera's following the ball as they always do, right? It's going into the stands near a bunch of people. And then you can see this man's hand stick straight up, and it's a dad holding a baby in one of those frontal baby carriers. In the dad's left hand, he's holding a bottle up to his kid's mouth.
Feeding the baby.
Feeding the child, who's in bottle stage, so you know it's a young infant. And then in his other hand, he catches this foul ball midair. It was the most baller thing I've ever seen a dad do. And here's the audio of it.
Nice job. Wow, feeding the baby. Wow. Holds the bottle. No spillage. Baby in perfect bliss and a souvenir. That's sensational.
That is.
The baby didn't spill a drop of milk from that bottle. It was amazing. That's your feels good for today. Coming up, though, we're going to play $1,000 Minute. I'm going to give you a question for $1,000 Minute in a game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.